Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Dr. Kevin Kim, Assistant Professor in Agricultural Economics at Mississippi State University. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
This year, the USDA is expecting the farmland value to increase by 5%. So the strong demand coupled with the limited supply of high-quality agricultural land and high level of farm profitability really supported the strong value for the U.S. farmland. High farmland value is really a double-edged sword. So let me first talk about the negatives. So the most frequent complaint that we hear from producers is the high property tax. High farmland value, of course, translates into higher level of property tax, especially for the producers who do not intend to sell their farmland anytime soon. Yet, we need to remember that farmland is the most important asset for ag producers in the United States. When we look at the USDA number, 80% of farm worth comes from the farmland value. So high farmland value basically means that the wealth of the producer is increasing over time, and that can have a lot of benefits. The producers will have a lot of bargaining power in negotiating loan terms from lending institutions. Farmland is a very important asset that represents majority of ag producers' wealth.